Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
Great, thank you. Raiders won, Panthers won. I'm happy.
Yes. I'm slightly happy.
Ah, what's wrong?
Well, I don't think it was a convincing win by any means.
A win's a win, Jade.
True. Yeah, true. Take 2 points. Mate, exactly right, Kimmy. Take the 2 points.
Well, we're happier than Mick Wayman. He's not happy.
Well, he might have to start supporting the Raiders full time again.
That's what I reckon, because, you know, the last couple of weeks he's actually bet against, or he's tipped against, the Dragons, which never happens.
Yeah, he's changing, see? He's a changed man. He's back to being a Raider.
He's losing faith, Jade. He's losing faith.
Yes, I'd lose faith if I was a Dragon supporter, or a Parramatta supporter for that matter.
There's some big scores again this week. There was 36 points to the Titans. That's pretty cool. 40 to the Rabbitohs, 28 to the Knights. So, yeah, not so bad.
It was good. Look, the Rabbits look really good. They're very impressive at the moment, Kimmy. I've watched what they've been doing over the last few weeks, and Wayne Bennett's just got this knack of getting teams right at the right end of the season, and Latrell Mitchell is on fire, and they're just the Rabbits are looking really good at the moment.
Look, I have to say, with the Storm, they won 28 over 18 with Manly. There was some suspicious referee calls in that game, I thought. I'm so glad that Beegers Dale Finucane is going to the Sharks, because I'm really not a big fan of the Storm, but I feel terrible because I love Dale.
Well, yeah, Dale, I think going to the Sharks will be fantastic, and I can't believe, I think I actually was sitting on the lounge and supporting the Sea Eagles, so that's a problem for me, because I'll never do that. But I do like Tom Trbojevic, I must admit. And look, I think Manly really took it to him, and it shows that Melbourne can be broken, that's for sure. So I thought Manly, for sort of 60 minutes of the game, really, really took it to him.
Well, I was happy with the Raiders too, and they've got to take on the Storm this week, so I'm crossing everything already.
Yeah, I'll cross everything for you too, Kimmy, but unfortunately, I don't think you will get the chocolates in that one.
It's going to need a miracle, but, you know, if it stays at Amy Park, you know, they've got a good record at Amy Park against the Storm.
Yeah, they have, and look, the Raiders are going okay again too, so you never know. Melbourne have to get broken. They're like Penrith. They're at 16 or 17 on the trot now. They're breaking all these records. Every win is, as they say, closer to a loss.
Yeah.
So if it's in the grand final against Penrith.
And you keep the faith with your Panthers. I'll be right.
Oh, they'll be right. They've got some players coming back. It was just, it wasn't a great win, but at least, like you said, they got the 2 points. It was good to see a young kid on the wing there get his debut, Tyrone May's little brother. It's keeping it in the family there. And Penrith, yeah, got some good players coming back over the next couple of weeks, so we'll be right.
It's just that game made your tummy a bit squirrely, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, Kimmy.
Jade, we can't wait again for the NRL this week. As usual, wishing the days away. Great talking with you. We'll talk next week.
Is it Thursday yet?
No, not yet, mate, but soon.
Okay. All right, thanks.